we did get a word that the Egyptian protests were sparked by us here on Cash Flow, James. The Egyptians, that the first who sat in the square and started this thing, used to, maybe they still do, were regular observers and imbibers of informationfarm.blogspot.com. And remember, you see the little globe at the bottom of the first page, you'd see all these little stars and people all over the world looking at it.
Yep.
Information Farm. Well, I remember lots of them in the Middle East. Well, they were listening to ION, and they got the message that there is no money, that those faking power, especially in Egypt, don't have any power, and what the heck are we waiting for? And we like the idea that if they're going to put us in prison, you know, Emergency Measures Act, martial law, then we'll do what James and Bob says. We'll embrace it. We'll enjoy it. Well, we got to lose. We got no food. So they took our idea, James, and this revolution was sparked by us. What do you think of that?
Okay, who told you that?
People involved, the ones who did it. They emailed me.
Are they going to come on Cash Flow?
I think they got killed.
We're going to change that and call it payroll instead of cash flow.
The guy was emailing you, and then the email went clunk. Halfway through his email coming into me, so I think he got nailed while emailing me. But yeah, we'll see if we can bring him on.
In that place of power, because you look at that whole genre. See, the Egyptians are supposedly, historically, were the ones who had the Hebrews in bondage. Well, now the relationship and such had moved to such a way where Israel has their independence, and then the actual Egyptians themselves bound themselves in bondage. Then you look at what they call Independence Square, which is where they had their peaceful execution of the overthrow, not of power, the overthrow of authority. All they did was overthrow authority.
And now they are listening to us to figure out how to get the power.
Okay, here's what happened. Mubarak stepped down. He didn't want to, but he stepped down. He was forced to because of the facial book. People on the iBoxes.
Who've been listening to us. Who've been listening to Ion.
Who've been listening to Bob. Okay, so they got their power and didn't get bothered by the authority. So then Mubarak says, okay, I'm going to give it to my hand-chosen, picked vice president. And the people said, hell no, we was born in the morning, but not this morning. All you're doing is just throwing the dice to the other end of the table. You're still crapping out. No, hell no, we ain't having that either. So then, unconstitutionally, the power was shifted to the military, and it's unconstitutional. It is not within the Egyptian constitution to shift the power to the military. Can't do that. Well, the second that they did it, the palace that was guarding all this puffery that was supposedly the authority, they got out of their tanks and started waving at the crowd and started flying the flags. They joined the crowd. Now, Egypt is now sort of relatively policing itself. So no one group or thing takes over or runs over. They move them out of the square. People going back to work. They're kind of happy. They don't have a lot of authority. But that's pleasing them very well. And nothing has fallen. They're just genitalia hasn't fallen off their bodies. Things are functioning right along. Everything's okay. And it's a new euphoric place of prosperity and peace, because what they were engaging was no different than the bondage that the scriptures talk about that they were engaging. So they gave the power to the military, and the military said, we don't want it, we're with the people, and so now everybody's happy.
Their power is just functional administration levels.
It's basically, if there is a fire, they can orchestrate it a bit to help out whoever's on fire.
Just doing their job.
Just doing their job, and they would not fire on the people because, see, that now Mubarak could have given the order to massacre them. Edmund Square was a different conversation. You could say, by God, I'll show you, and start squishing Egyptians and making Egyptian butter out of folks, and then all of a sudden you'd have had war. But instead, all in all, yes, Anderson Cooper got a little bumpy bump on his head, Jesus, and yes, you little scratches and scrapes, things kind of coming along there. Okay, fine. But that was all for the ramification of the news for the news, you see. We find it very interesting that many of their signs were in English, which English is spoken, but not more than the language of the Egyptian people, see? And yet their signage comes up in perfect, pretty good grammarian, better than they do on Jersey Shore, English. So the message here is we got it. And if you look close at the footage, a lot of them give shout-outs to Bob. Many of the signs give shout-outs. Yep. Thank you, Bob. You think we're playing? All that historical footage historically is recorded. Look at the damn signs. Many, many, many signs in the background where they're waving, and it's normally in red, said, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Bob. They give shout-outs, and you can look at that. Everybody wants to go look at their little lucky box that's on all day, 24-7. Look at the crowds, and the signs are holding up. No more Mubarak, but then underneath it says, we like Bob. Thanks, Bob. Go look and see. It's great. It's a great Kodak moment. So that's the whole point. That's the whole point, is that once you get in your mind, and you're as a human creator, and we're going to remind you of what you couldn't remember to remember that you forgot that you forgot that you couldn't remember, and, well, we forgot now, too. But anyhow, the point is of what you're trying to get at is the shift between power and authority, and how at a medium, very, very important country made a huge, vast shift from getting rid of authority and embracing power. And a handful of them got in Independence Square and basically said, F y'all and the horse you rode up on, no. Not only no, but hell no. We having this. And they said, we're going to peacefully get right here, and you kill us all. But by God, you kill us all, and you won't have anything to govern.